This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. This is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame, this brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up, swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the earth and onward to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done by the power and might of a thousand suns. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go. Letting go of anything that is of the external, outside of your own inner world. Just focus now on letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. As you take a deep breath now, breathing in through your nose, breathe in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. And notice the alignment of those chakras. And if there is a chakra that seems to be out of balance, out of alignment, just simply nudge it back in with your visualization ability. To see all 9 chakras now in perfect alignment up along your spinal cord, from just below your feet with the Earth Star chakra all the way up through the top of your head and above your head to the Soul Star chakra. And focusing on the Earth Star chakra now, that connection to Gaia, see that as a deep earth brown color. And moving up to the root chakra, a deep ruby red color. To the next, orange. To the solar plexus area, yellow. To the heart center, deep blue green. To the high heart center, magenta. To the throat area, sky blue. To the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on all of those chakra centers and their respective color within the chakra, just simply raise the intensity of each of those colors. So if one is seeming somewhat muddied, somewhat non-intensive, just raise the intensity. And by doing so, you're also raising the vibration within that chakra. And when you raise the vibration within the chakra, you're also raising the vibration in the corresponding glandular part of your body. Well, it is all about bringing balance into your body. Your into mind, body, and spirit. Now, when you feel that you've raised the vibration within all of the chakra centers, and again, if one appears to be a little bit less intensive, just simply intensify that color and that resulting vibration. You may even feel it as you visualize that. Because visualization and imagination is real, much more real than up to this point you've ever believed. Know that your imaging in capability, which originates within your third eye, allows you to see beyond the illusion. And the illusion would show you that your chakra centers are not vibrating high. But you know better. Now, bringing all of the chakra centers together, merging them all up into the soul star chakra above your head, creating a brilliant white body of light. A body of light looking like a third dimensional six-pointed star or your Merkaba light vehicle. And you and your conscious knowing self now simply move into that vehicle, into that Merkaba. Feel as you move into it, feel the vibration all around you, around your etheric and astral body. Well, is your physical body, is you're still associated with that. Now let yourself begin to rise up, leaving your physical body behind. And just see your physical body falling below you as you rise up through the roof of a building, wherever you might be, up into the sky, through the clouds. Feel the sunlight as you move upward. You're in that part of the world. Just keep moving up, up, up until you pass the Earth's atmosphere and become aware now of all of the planets of the solar system, the sun. Now allow yourselves to look back down at the Earth. Look back down from your vantage point now. And see the Earth as she is now, as you have been seeing her all your life, as a beautiful planet, but yet mired in darkness in many places across the planet. See her how she looks in a third dimensional expression, within the illusion. And now, utilize those fifth dimensional glasses which you have at your disposal whenever you need them. And simply put them on. And as you do so, notice the shift, the change, both in vibration and in the vision that you are seeing. And see the Earth simply transform right in front of you. Going from a third dimensional illusionary expression to a fourth and fifth dimensional expression. The resulting changes that happen. But what I want you to do now is to go back and forth. Just simply switch back and forth. You have to take the glasses off, do so. Take the glasses off and see the Earth again. As the Earth, as you become accustomed to your entire life and lifetimes prior to this, and see her within the illusion. And then put the glasses back on and see the new, higher vibrational Earth, the fifth dimensional Earth, and the differences in colors, in vibrational sounds. Then switch again back to the old, to the illusionary expression. And then back again, putting the glasses back on and seeing her as you want her to be, as you are creating her to be. You, as a collective you, are creating the new earth. And back and forth, back and forth. See how easy it is to switch back and forth. And now, do so without the glasses. Just simply utilize your third eye now to switch back and forth. Notice how much easier it becomes with practice. This is all about doing the same things over and over and over again until it becomes your way of life. When you switch now to the fifth dimensional expression of the earth, of Gaia, notice the beautiful colors. Notice how everything has transformed. The flowers, the trees being so much larger and much more filled with life, with expression. No more fighting the pollution in the atmosphere, but feeling the higher energies in the flowers, the grasses, the plants everywhere, the animals feeling the higher expression, the higher energy of fifth dimensional earth. And of course now the people everywhere, see the joy on their faces. Or without fear, without a sense of fear, there can be nothing but love left. Love and joy and oneness and compassion and understanding. All is there for you. Feel it, express it, know it, become it. Be the life that you want to see. Be the world that you want this to be. The more that you can practice the changing back and forth and taking command, complete command of the illusion, and knowing that the veil is no longer there, it is only a part of the illusion. But without the veil, there is no more illusion. There is only the new reality that you are creating. Now, let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form, coming back down in your Merkaba light vehicle, in your light body, and merge back in with your physical form, bringing your astral-etheric body back in, and feel the energy moving through your body. Feel it everywhere in your body, energy freely flowing. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time in these continuing changing times that you are in, and these times that are straining upon you, holding you in many cases, in many ways, to the illusion. For all that is happening around you is trying to hold on to you Your ego within yourself is trying to hold on, does not want to let go, does not want to become irrelevant in your life. But you, as the God self within you, the knowing God self, the I am presence within you, is more and more and more beginning to take hold, more and more being able to say, yes, I love you, my ego, but you must step aside and allow the God self, the God force within me to take charge. That is what is happening now. That is what you are all learning to do, being trained to do, is to take control of your lives, to take the power back within you, become all that you came here to be. For indeed, this is the linchpin lifetime that you are living at this time. This is the one that separates you from the old ways, the old programming, the old ways of the illusion, to the new, higher understanding, new, higher vibrational frequency of the fourth and fifth dimension and beyond that. That is what you came here to do, to pave the way, to show the way. But in order for you to show the way to others, you must create the way for yourselves first. And that is what you are doing now at this time. That is what you are practicing to do. And the more that you are able to separate the illusion, the old illusion, the old programming, from the new reality that is being created by you and all of the collective you, the more that you can separate that, the easier it will become for you to let go of the attachments in your life. The attachments that you all know are fleeting, are only there while you are here in this illusion, but are no longer needed when you leave the illusion. When you are in the fifth dimensional expression, the attachments are no longer needed anymore. And they become a thing of the past, a forgotten part of your journey. Think about that. Think about how wonderful that will be on that day when you finally realize who you truly are at every level of your being, when you know that all of life is in front of you, not the expression of death, where many across the planet believe that that is the end, where those of you know that this is only the beginning, a new beginning. So if you were to pass on through the death process, it is only the beginning of another journey, and another journey after that, and another journey after that. It is never ending. Life itself. Life, universal life, is never ending. It is just that, it is universal. Take the infinity symbol as an understanding of this, where there is not a beginning and there is not an end. That is who you are as the God expression within you. Just as I, as Yeshua, took on that God expression within me, and I was able to walk the earth holding that expression, that Christ consciousness expression within me, and be able to show it to those around me that were ready to experience it, to feel it. Just as I was able to do that, that is what you are all working toward in this linchpin lifetime. So trust in yourselves. Trust in the knowings that you have deep within you. And they are deep within you and are there whenever you need them. Whenever you feel like something is reaching out to you to hold you back, know that the inner knowings are there, the intuition, the inner whispers are there to drive you forward, to keep you moving forward one step after another. For indeed, the journey of 1,000 miles does begin with the first step, and the next step, and the next step, and so on, and so on. And soon you will find that it will not be just one step after another, but you will be running, running to reach that finish line. And again, that is what you are all here for this time. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to move on step after step after step, knowing that this is only the beginning of the rest of your life. Om Mani Padme Om. Mani Padme Om. Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana, is here, and we are ready to move forward in this program of assisting you, being of guidance to you wherever we can, however we can. And this question and answer time is one of the ways that we have been able to be of assistance to you, to answer those questions that you have had deep within you and begin more and more to bring them out, to ask them. For an unasked question will receive a non-answer. In other words, the answer is no unless you ask. See? So ask. Ask and you shall receive. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Hello?
Oh, who's going to go first? Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
One who serves should decide.
No, you decide.
Go ahead. Okay, I'll go ahead. This morning I got, this is Marion from Canada. I got a message from a friend of a news flash that she saw that in Canada there's a community called Mediolana Island where they are introducing the QR code. And it's a code that has all your private information. And if you don't get it, you will be fined and you won't be allowed to travel, visit, go to work, get an education. So I'm wanting some clarification on that, as well as their attempt to try to make military presence a normality. And that's another kind of question that I have a news flash about. So I don't know. I have two questions, really. Do you want both at once, or can you just respond to?
Rather than looking at those questions as something that needs a direct answer, we will say here that it is all about fear. We will not speak about those particular programs that you are speaking about, but that it is all about fear, fear-mongering, spreading fear, holding control over the population as much as they can. And Canada is certainly one of those places where this is being practiced more and more. They are attempting to hold control over the entire population. But we will say here that it will not be successful. There are too many people that have awakened across not only that country, but across many of the countries around the entire planet. And it is a planetary movement that is happening here, not country by country, but worldwide, which is what is happening. And there are processes behind the scenes that you may not know of yet that are in process to rectify all of the programming that has come into the picture to create fear for so long a period of time. For thousands of years now, this has been ongoing, but it is coming to an end. That is what we can say on this. Do not hold fear on this. Know that it is in the process of being brought out here, as you are doing and others are doing, and then it will be squashed. That is what we can say now at this point. There may be a period of time where it will look like, be perceived as something to be afraid of, but do not become afraid.
Well, can I just can I add one more little point?
Please ask. We have Shoshana first to address.
Okay.
She would. Dear sister, please make your point.
Oh, just that. An addition in the newsflash was that in Godrich, Ontario, Canada, they are starting door-to-door wellness checks. The military is going to each door between May 3rd and May 5th to. And this has just stirred up a great concern because it looks like an introduction to martial law, employing the military to do this unprecedented thing, going door to door to do wellness checks. I don't know, that just adds to the whole picture. That's my concern as part of
we will share with you now. May we share?
Yeah, please.
Dear sister, this is a complex issue because Canada, the population of Canada, has long, for a very long time, tolerated what is happening. They are tolerant people. They are polite people. They do not wish to create chaos in any way. What is occurring in your country is a wake-up call. It is a call for those that do not know to wake up, to take action, you see. But there is another side to this that one who serves has presented. And we will say for every person that is afraid, there is one that is not listening, that is turning their back on these things. There are many in your country that have been on this call that even do not mention these things, you see, because they do not subscribe to these things. We would suggest that just knowing your personality, dear one, that you are prone to this. You are prone to the drama. You are prone to listening to those that could influence you that are not awake themselves. So we have given advice many times not to take advice from those that are not wise enough to give it, you see. So we would suggest honestly, that you ignore this friend. Namaste.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
That's very helpful.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
I should have mine.
Yes.
Okay. I just saw a video that shows that this entire state, entire country of America is being microwaved nightly, and it shows that the same frequencies.
Dear brother, there's much background noise here. We cannot.
I know. I'm driving, and I have all the windows closed. But anyway, it's showing that the same frequency that regular microwaves that heat our food are actually being broadcast all over the country. And I'm just wondering, is that true? Or is somebody just making a weird video?
What we will tell you is this is more of the fear mongering, to spread fear everywhere that they can, to hold the vibration. It is all about holding vibrations down instead of allowing vibrations to raise. Now, you as the ones that are the way showers, you are the ones to show the way to others, to so that they will not be afraid. They will not succumb to the illusion. And we will say that this is part of an illusion here, part of the old programming. And the more that you raise your own personal vibration, not only are you immune to this, but you are also helping others to become immune to it as well. It is not as dangerous or fearful as they are portending it to be here, you see. Shoshana, do you have something you add?
We can add here. You've given an adequate answer, one who serves, but if you wish for another perspective or an added perspective, we can add here, dear brother. Do you wish for this?
Always you can add. Never have to ask.
Okay, dear brother. What an engineering feat it would be to microwave the entire population. What an engineering feat that would be. And how would that go? How would that come about? What kind of engineering, what kind of technology, what kind of instruments would be needed to reach all the people, you see? So we hear this, and we know it is a false thing. We know it is a fake thing. We know that's not possible. That is not possible, you see. So you must understand that you are one that is also prone to these fearful things, and you must not pay attention, as one who serves has given. You must find information that supports your journey to ascension, that supports your journey to the spiritual realm, that supports your journey to the God source, to that connection, rather than worrying about who is being microwaved. That is our perspective. Namaste.
And we would add here that the reason the so-called pandemic of the COVID was not successful in the way that they wanted it to be was because people did not believe in it. They did not allow it to take over their lives because it was interrupting their lives, and they would not have that. We're speaking across the entire planet, not only in one country here. So it cannot succeed. And as Shoshana has given here, it is not a real thing. It is just simply a fear-mongering tactic here. We are ready for next question, if there is.
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
I heard through the grapevine that during the eclipse, CERN had opened up a portal and some alien civilization came in, and that they were given a property down in Antarctica. Is any of that true, or is that just phony?
Shoshana, would you?
Yes, we can add. Yes. We can add. We yes. can answer this, brother.
Yes, please.
Dear brother, may we answer this for you?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Dear brother, we must remind you and remind all that are listening to this that CERN is under the control of the White House. CERN is no longer available to the dark side, to the black cats, to those that would cause evil or havoc. Now, because of this, what you have heard through your grapevine, which is an interesting, it's an interesting way of calling for forth information, is that that somehow CERN has opened a portal and an alien race has come to Antarctica. Well, we will give you the real information here. There have been alien races occupying Antarctica for thousands of years. They are there. They are from other planets. They are there. Some are good, some are bad. Some wish you ill, some wish to save your planet. They have part of the duality that you have, you see, the dark and the light. So CERN has not let them in. They have come of their own volition. They are there. There are many, many, many secrets to Antarctica that many do not know, most do not know. There is just a handful of people that actually know what that part of your world, that continent of your world contains. So yes, they are there, but they did not come through CERN, you see. So part of it is true and part of it is not true. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question. I have a question.
Yes?
You can go first.
Okay.
We take two more then, and then we release John.
Okay, thank you. So yes, this is Linda, and I'm going to relate part of a dream experience, if I could, just for a moment. A couple of weeks ago, you, one who serves, led us through guided meditation, and I found that very powerful. And when I went to bed, I recalled that meditation. And as I was thinking of the chakras, every chakra in my body turned white light, including other chakras above my head. I didn't count them, but there were others above my head. And my body was just an outline of white. There were no organs or anything within. And then as I fell deeper into this meditation, I found myself standing on a crystal, very large crystal. And my arms were out to the sides as we do in the tools of protection, and my hands were upon another large crystal. As I stepped back out of this to look at my body became a crystalline structure, similar in appearance to the Oscar statues that Hollywood gives for, I think it's movies, but anyway. So it was this great crystal. And then my hands were part of the crystal. I had no fingers. And my feet were in the crystal at my feet. I looked around and I saw no stars or planets. I saw no ships. I heard nothing. It was this great, vast emptiness. And I asked, what am I being shown? And the reply was two words, the beginning. So as I am in this crystalline being, I looked again down at my feet, and there was a small part of earth that became apparent. And it was desert, and there was a blue area, and there were three pyramids, mostly covered with sand. One was about two-thirds covered and the others were nearly covered. So I know that these pyramids reflect the belt of Orion, but I have no personal connection to Orion that I feel. But as I thought about these great crystals and as we go through the tools of protection, I felt that if this is the beginning, then this is how things are created through this crystalline energetic structure. And therefore, there must be many, many layers of this crystalline structure, similar to the framework of a building. And as I touched into them, it became, how can I put this? It became a thought that these were actually what people see and feel vibrationally as ley lines. So that wherever we are, as we connect within them, these power points of ley lines, these crossings of energy structure, actually, this is how the earth is then created. This is actually then the power that as we do these tools of protection, we connect in with the very essence of beginning, the moment of beginning. Can you just clarify any of that for me and share with everyone what needs
to be
said?
We will say here that it is all of the above in terms of verification. In terms of what you have been shown is what you needed to be shown, but also what others need to become aware of as well. You were able to move deeply within yourself and discover the fullness of creation, we will say here, at the level that you are able to understand it at this point. So rightly, you have ascertained and been given the understanding of what your guides were attempting to show you here. In other words, you have rightly interpreted what you needed to understand here at this point. It is nothing more that we can give you. Perhaps Shoshana would, but that is up to you.
We will offer our perspective here, dear sister, if you wish for it.
Yes, please share.
Dear sister, what a magnificent dream. But we do not call it a dream, because it was a dimensional reflection of you, you see. It is a reflection of your heart and your consciousness and what you have been seeking. We will say that there is something in your heart that you have been seeking, that this dream is revealing to you. We think it is the oneness. We think it is your desire to know the oneness. What is it, if you can be brief, that you seek to know that this dream revealed for you, that you have been seeking for a very long time?
As you have just said, it is the unification of Source.
Yes. So that is what has been revealed to you, you see. We are taken with emotion by this amazing experience that you has been revealed to you, you see. And we must tell you that you have melded, you have become one with the oneness. That is what is being shown to you from the very beginning of the dream to the end of the dream. That is the message, that you are one with the oneness. You are one with all things. And if you notice that in the beginning that you were, everything was white light, if you think about this, what is that revealing to you? Because white light is the essence of all things. It is all colors rolled up into one to become white. That is how it works, you see. So all the things, so the message is that all the things that make up your world have rolled up into one thing, and that is light. And that all things that you have discovered about yourself in terms of the crystalline structure is just revealing to you that the energetic crystalline structure that is part of creation, that created all that you are and all things that the universe is, was the beginning of creation. And you are one with that, you see. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
We take one more question, and then we release John.
Okay, thank you. My question was this. I'm assuming that the timeline that we are witnessing now with the ridiculous and insane President Donald Trump court trials is partially designed by the White Hat to wake up more of the asleep people, and that he will potentially truly be the rightful president and leading us into our temporarily lost freedom. I know he's not a perfect person with his stance on the vaccine, etc., but is this just part of the circus play, and do the White Hats have control?
We will reiterate what we gave here some time ago. We find it several months ago now, where we gave the indication of six words. The white hats are in control. And we gave that some time ago, as we say here. So it is still the case, and even more so now, even than it was at that time. So understand that it is all optics. It is all a part of the show here that you are being given to awaken as many as possible to the old programming, the old illusion, and to prepare for the new higher expression in the higher vibrational frequencies.
We wish to share. Yeah. We wish to share. May we share?
Yes.
Dear sister, enjoy the show. We will tell you that if you observe what is happening in each of what you call a court case, they are falling apart. Because the point of all of this is to shine a light on the criminality of your country, to shine a light on the cabal, to shine a light on the corruption, you see, that has been going on for hundreds of years of this government and thousands across the world, tens of thousands of years across the world. This is about eradicating the dark, you see. Trump, the great unifier, has stepped up to be the spearhead to eradicate the darkness. So as you see these silly trials being revealed, they are falling apart. The criminals are losing. They are being revealed as the darkness, as the bad ones, you see. The details are clear all the way from your case in Georgia to your case in New York to your case in D.C. to your case in Florida. You must understand, in each one, they are falling apart. They will fall apart because the point is to shine the light on the criminals. And that is being achieved. And those that are the criminals are scurrying to hide, are running from this, you see. And for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, they are seeing clearly what a joke this is. Namaste.
Yes, and I just want to say one thing. So Judge Mershon, DA Alvin Bragg, and Fannie Willis, are they aware that they are part of the game, or are they so delusional they actually think they're right in doing this, or is it a mismatch of everything?
Dear sister, these that are bringing these court cases are incapable of any true honesty or true understanding. They are part of the criminals of your great country, and they are carrying out their mission because they are being rewarded, you see. Corruption. Power corrupts absolutely, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the corrupt of your nation that are attempting to have power over everything. And they are, yes, the second part, delusional, but they have only egos. They have not found God, you see. Namaste.
Got it. So I just didn't know if they were on the side of the white hats at this point.
No, they are not.
Thank
you. And we wish to add here one thing that for you to equate the Donald Trump, the President Trump, with George Washington in terms of being a revolution and enacting an entire revolution.
Courage and bravery.
Yes, all in one. We are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have parting message?
We will say, dear ones that are listening, know that this is a show. that this is much of an illusion, that all the things that are purposeful that are happening are not to just wake up the population, but to eradicate the darkness. That is the main achievement. We do not see or care who wakes up. What we care about is that the darkness is eradicated from your planet so that you and all the citizens of Earth may live freely. Namaste.
Very good. And we say here, for just as Sunanda and many others have said, to just continue to move forward step by step, always moving forward. Do not look backward. Just look forward into your wonderful future that you have ahead of you. Shanti, peace be with you.
Be the one.
Mm-hmm.